You're listening to the Michael Adams Podcast. Hey, what's happening, everybody? This is Michael Adams coming at you with a brand new podcast to the Anchor.fm Nation. How is everybody doing out there today? I want to thank everybody listening to me here at Anchor.fm and everybody listening to me at iTunes or Google Play or wherever in the world you're listening to me at. Thanks again. Today, I just want to jump right into the topic at hand. One of the things I think that we have a big problem with in the world is we like to expect things out of people. We like to actually sit there and believe that everybody is pretty much uniquely the same as us. And therefore, you know, many a times we like to, overestimate or underestimate people. So we really never really know truly what nature they are until after the results are showed. So sort of in a sense of like whenever I want somebody to do something for me and maybe they underachieve. Now, that normally upsets you and it normally makes you mad or something like that. Or you sort of go, oh my gosh, I should have just done it myself. But this is a big problem. And I think a lot of people's lives, including mine, I even have this issue too. But that's one reason I wanted to bring it into light. Is many a times we assume with an expected belief that somebody is going to meet our expectations. So if I tell this person to go over there and do something, I expect them to do it with the same effort in success as I would. But this is the problem. Not everybody is the same. So whenever I tell, let's say I tell Todd over here to go do something, and he doesn't do it to my standards, I could possibly get mad at him. But what am I really mad at? The truth is, I'm only mad because his ability did not meet my expectations. And what is my expectations of him? My expectations is to do exactly as I would have done. And there is no possible way that we can possibly figure out what it is Todd would do as opposed to what I would do. So therefore, we set a level, and maybe that level is exactly a little bit too high or maybe barbarically too high. And what it does is it sets us up for disappointment, which brings me on to the biggest topic at hand, setting our expectations at certain levels, whether it be for I'm expecting to get a job or I'm expecting someone to come through with, say, I told you to run an errand and you needed to be there by 1 and you didn't get there until after 2 and now it's going to be delayed by 3 or 4 days. Okay, that's what I'm talking about here. See, sometimes we assume that everybody else in everything in the world is going to happen the way we expect it to happen, and therefore causes us to be a lot more stressed out and causes us to be a lot more disappointed with life and how we look at everything. And I think that is a big problem that's hindering our ability to enjoy life a little bit more. Because the truth is, you don't know what the other person's thinking. We're not all the same. So therefore, there's no way we could possibly ever be able to pinpoint what is the level for that other person. You know, as in you take in, for instance, whenever you're out doing something in the world and you go, gosh, it's common sense, man. Well, common sense is not really as common as we like to believe it is. Sometimes common sense is sense that you know that maybe somebody else don't know. And the problem with this is we're taking these expectations that we have and applying it to everything that we see. So if, like I said about the job, if you are expecting to get that job and you don't get it, it pisses you off, it frustrates you because you were expecting it. But the biggest thing to understand is these are just expectations. They aren't anything more than an event. Okay, so if I expect Todd to go out there and do what I told him to do and he doesn't do it, I can get a little bit aggravated, but really there is nothing really to stress about. There is nothing to be worried about because I didn't know Todd. I thought Todd would hold himself to the same standards as me, and he didn't. Okay? So how can we avoid doing this? Okay? I don't think we could ever really fully be able to, like, eliminate the belief that, oh, I feel confident this person's going to do it to my standards. You know? But I think we have to be understanding whenever the person doesn't fulfill at our standards. Okay? And then we need to explain to them how they can do it in a better approach, especially if you're talking about you being a boss or something like that. But one of the things that bothered me with this is I'm really horrible about this. It's like whenever, like, let's say I'm at a grocery store or something, I'm not a big fan of having to do, like, grocery shopping and stuff like that. It's aggravating to me, but I really despise when I'm in the aisle, I'm trying to just go in and get my stuff, get what I need and stuff like that. And then someone feels the necessity to, like, block the aisle with their cart. And then they sit there and have a big conversation with somebody. And, you try not to be rude. You try not to interrupt and be like, hey, move or anything like that. But you sit there and you wait a few seconds and they sort of corner you out their eye. And you're going, okay, you see me. Why are you not moving? Well, you see, sometimes we assume that they're saying, oh, well, maybe he needs pie. Well, he's not saying anything. See, we like to expect that the other person knows to move. Say, in my scenario, if I was doing something like that and I would see someone out of the corner of my eye, I would automatically know that they're trying to get by. They're just not saying anything. As in the other person saying, well, if they want by, they can say something. Okay, therefore, they don't feel like they're out of place. And then that'll stress me out and that'll sort of annoy me. It doesn't really stress me out. It just annoys me. But the truth is, I thought they operated the same way as me. So I get annoyed or aggravated because of an expectation that I believe that that person is operating the same way I do. It's really a silly approach in life, and I believe it causes a lot of problems in the world when we sit there and expect other people, just sort of like, you know, some would say, you know, I don't want to get into political discussions or topics or anything like that, but if you're talking, let's say you're talking about an abortion, and I do not want to get into this conversation, but let's say you are talking about that. Now, some expectation, your expectations might be that I am pro being able to have an abortion, or maybe my expectations is I am anti against having an abortion, whatever. The point being is you can't set an expectation. Expectations are bullcrap. They actually mean nothing. So if I expect to get a job, it doesn't mean I will. There's a good probability I might. But sometimes even that expectation is not even based off probability. And when you're not basing anything off probability, you just hope. That's what you're doing. You're hoping. Your expectations are based upon a hope. Because many a times, there is no probability. So if you say, I'm expecting to get that job. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get that job. What's it based upon your premises? What's your premises based upon? What is it based upon? Okay, if you have no legible reason why you should get it, just that, oh, I would be the best person for the job, then you can guarantee that your expectation is not an expected event to occur, but rather a hopeful event to occur. So see, I think the biggest thing what we need to understand is the difference between an expected event, which isn't guaranteed, but it's a probable ability. It's a probable chance that it might occur, okay? And hopeful expectations. Hopeful expectations are, well, I sort of hope I get the job, but I'm going to say, I think I'm going to get the job. Being positive and hopeful, okay? Because I think many a times we are more hopeful than we are really expecting. Like I said, expecting is based upon probabilities. Therefore, you know, do I expect to win the lottery if I go buy a scratch-off ticket? Absolutely not. So I'm not expecting to win it. Okay. But could I say I was hopefully expecting to win the lottery and go out and buy a brand new car? I could. And guess what? I would probably be disappointed when I'd done that. But we wouldn't do that. But yet, when it comes to expecting of people, we like to do that. We like to automatically assume that everybody's just like us and they're going to react the same way. Or say a job is just like us and it's hopefully expecting to give us a job. But the truth is, we need to wrap our heads around reality and what's not reality. And the biggest thing that holds many people back in life and causes a lot of stress in your life too is expectations. Expectations is just a made up thing in your head that makes you feel good at the moment. Okay, it doesn't really hold much merit. It doesn't really mean much of anything. So I think, you know, the biggest thing to understand in this is to lower down what you expect of others. There's nothing better than to expect less of others and actually get better results. Because when you've got that bar set so high, sometimes it's unachievable for everyone. Okay? So quit killing yourself mentally over wondering why nobody else can fill your shoes. Like, say, if you're owning a business or something, many of the times you want to leave a management in charge while you're gone or something like that. But you got to assume that nobody is going to care more about that business than you do. So therefore, there's no way the expectations can be set that he's going to be just like you. Your biggest hope is to just find somebody that's like-minded and very intrigued to maybe want to move up the ladder and maybe get to the highest peak they can get with the company. And therefore, boom, the expectations can be more suitable with what you're looking for and what they're looking for. But don't just assume that everybody else is going to be just like you. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap that up. I wanted to keep it a short little podcast here at anchor.fm because I do two of these a week, plus the one on YouTube. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this podcast and thanks everybody for listening to me. And if you're listening to me on iTunes or whatever, thank you so much. And please rate this podcast. I love every single one of y'all that listen and any of y'all that give me any feedback or anything like that. Don't forget to be going to michaeladamsmedia.com where you can find all my articles and all my videos that lead to my YouTube and everything like that. And you can follow me also on Facebook at Michael Adams Media and at Instagram at Michael Adams Media and then at Mike Adams Media at Twitter. So make sure you follow me at all my platforms. And once again, I want to thank every single one of y'all for listening in. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'll see you back Friday.